So what to do?
Well, that's essentially the big issue that everybody's wrestling with.
Alle lurer nå på hva de skal gjøre, både I Europa og USA. Det få muligheter for inntekter. Du kan få brukere til å betale, men det kan være en utfordring å lage gode betalingsmuligheter for radio- og nettjenester. Slike betalingstjenester fungerer I alle fall ikke så bra I øyeblikket.
Newspaper, that's not so difficult because you can do it at a newsstand. Very difficult to pay for single use of radio. You can pay for single use online, but you have to have a very good micro payment system that is highly effective and cheaper to operate than the money it brings in for single uses. Advertiser payments, of course, are there.
Annonsører kan også selvsagt betale, men de vil ikke betale på nettet. Prisene for annonser 15 ganger lavere der enn på papir.
And the prices that advertisers are willing to pay to be on the internet are about 15 times less than what they'll pay to be in a newspaper or a magazine. So there's some problems there. You have sponsorships, and that's that somebody would say it's akin to advertising, but you see it often in mobile news and information where, you know, these headlines are brought to you by Volvo or something.
Man kan satse på sponsing, sponsorplakater for nyhetssendinger, for eksempel. Noen land tester også såkalte not-for-profit-organisasjoner som produserer nyheter, men de må også betales for. Det finnes en del I USA, men de fleste ikke veldig betydningsfulle.
And that is an interesting idea. Even if you're not for profit, however, you still require capital and you have to have regular revenue. It's not an easy trade-off. There are a lot of non-for-profit news operations that exist, particularly in the United States. Some of them are well-respected, but most of them are not particularly distinguished. It's not a panacea along the way. Those of us that love and watch public service media, and particularly public service broadcasting over the years, have seen that these economic challenges and the changes in the market have not made public service media immune from the pressures either. And we've seen
De av oss som liker allmennkringkasting har sett at også de organisasjonene går gjennom utfordrende tider.
America because of that. And so we're in a period of real transition here that requires a lot of innovative thinking.
Vi inne I en overgangsperiode der vi må tenke nytt, og vi som individer må spørre oss selv om vi synes denne type informasjon så viktig at vi må finne nye måter å finansiere det på. Med underholdning ikke noe problem, men vi har store problemer med betaling av nyheter og informasjon.
Entertainment's not a problem. We're doing quite well with entertainment funding, but a lot of problems with the news and information funding.
Kurer, medieprogrammet som lover å gjøre deg litt klokere.